The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 8, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez thanked the solidarity gestures of U.S. organizations towards our country in support of the recovery after the passage of Hurricane Ian. Through his Twitter account, the Cuban Foreign Minister said that the will of these groups and Cubans living in Northern Territory is to create bridges of love in the face of the continuity of insensitive unilateral measures imposed by the U.S. government. The day before, the Bridges of Love project, headed by Cuban-American Carlos Lasso, delivered a donation to the Pepe Portilla Pediatric Hospital in the western province of Pinar del Río, hit by the storm last September. The shipment collected from the United States is valued at more than $70,000 and includes 10,000 pounds of powdered milk, about 27,000 surgical gloves, medicines, and food. The solidarity gesture was also carried out by the Code Pink organization, as well as other solidarity groups. This is an aid full of love, friendship, and gesture representative of the shame we Americans feel with the policies of Joe Biden's administration, said Medea Benjamin, leader of Code Pink, upon her arrival at Havana's Jose Marti International Airport. The central Cuban province of Santo Espíritu has an infant mortality rate of 3.4 per 1,000 live births, the lowest in the country, according to Dr. Frank Garcia, head of the maternal and infant program in that territory. The specialist assured that this achievement is part of the strategy of attention between polyclinics, health centers of the municipalities, and the services of perinatology and neonatology of the provincial hospital Camilo Cienfuegos and the intensive care unit of the pediatric hospital Jose Marti. Garcia commented that in order to achieve and maintain these advances, Santo Espíritu focuses on a follow-up of the protocol on the risk of prematurity in order to prevent children from being born prematurely or presenting intrauterine growth retardation. The health sector is developing actions to boost the birth rate and attenuate the decrease of the last 10 years. So far this year, some 3,600 births have been reported, below the figure achieved in the same period of 2021. The National Ballet of Cuba awarded the British Friends Group with the Alicia Alonso Centennial Medal, a distinction that demonstrates the value of their contributions to the development of the company. The awarding ceremony took place within the framework of the 27th Alicia Alonso International Ballet Festival in Havana. In an official ceremony, the National Ballet General Director Vincent Valdez presented the leader of the international initiative, David Bain, with the commemorative medal. In exclusive statements to Prensa Latina, the Prima Ballerina highlighted the support provided by the group of friends over more than a decade, both with resources to improve the artist's conditions and with the growth of the choreographic catalog. The president of the Bridge Friends Project, defined as a group of ballet lovers who admire and support the National Ballet of Cuba, described the Cuban institution as one of the best in the world and ratified its support with the financing of productions and facilities. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, assured that climate crisis is an unavoidable reality that can only be faced with concrete, urgent, and immediate actions. Speaking at the 27th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, the president pointed out that it is painful to have to admit twice as well that the dimension of this crisis does not take us by surprise. A lot of time has been lost, and every hour, every month, every year of inaction, hesitation, indolence translates into destroyed ecosystems, extinct species, and the deterioration of living conditions, he said. He stated that climate change threatened us yesterday, but it is the absolute collapse of the ecosystem that is rising in front of us, and pointed out that the most current projections warn that if we continue at this self-destructive pace, in 30 or 40 years, the planet will be uninhabitable. Meanwhile, a delegation formed by the Ministry of Environment and Energy, the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock, and the National Emergency Commission is representing Costa Rica at the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP27, which runs until November 18. With minimal deforestation rates and more than 90% of its electricity generation from renewable sources, Costa Rica presents its experiences to comply with the 2030 and 2050 goals on how to foster global actions to fight climate change in terms of access to higher resources to address climate emergencies. Franz Tatenbach Capra, Minister of the Environment and Energy and President of the Costa Rica delegation, said his country has a concrete and innovative proposal as how to favor trade of goods produced in areas where deforestation has stopped. As a zero deforestation nation we are, and based on the Glasgow Declaration on Forest and Deforestation. Costa Rica, leading environmental matters, seeks strategic partners to fight climate change and focuses efforts on calling countries to act on this and other highly relevant issues, Tatenbach Capra said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.